X Lacrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A law enforcement official briefed on the investigation into Sunday's shooting at Lakewood Church in Houston said Free Palestine was written on the shooter's gun. She was the only person killed. There's still no official word on a motive. Meanwhile, two hostages held by Hamas were rescued in an Israeli special forces raid. President Biden spoke Sunday with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the ongoing negotiations to secure the release of the remaining hostages.
A senior administration official told reporters a framework for a deal is now in place, but there are gaps that need to be worked through. Still, this official acknowledged some of those gaps are, quote, significant, but said progress has been made in the last 3 weeks.
It's ABC's Karen Travers in Washington. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will not travel to NATO meetings this week. He is now back in the hospital being treated for what the Pentagon says is a bladder issue. He has discharged his responsibilities to his deputy. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The first Republican has stepped forward to run for Congress in Northeast Wisconsin. Former State Senator Roger Roth of Appleton tweeted his announcement hours after Mike Gallagher announced Saturday he won't seek a fifth term. Roth ran for the seat in 2010 but lost to Reid Ribble. Roth served 8 years in the state Senate and 4 years in the Assembly. $95 billion in U.S. aid to Ukraine and Israel faces an uncertain future after clearing a procedural hurdle in a rare Sunday session yesterday. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson voted against it.
I support the freedom-loving people of Ukraine. I mean, Vladimir Putin is a war criminal, but the fact of the matter is he's not going to lose this war.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Upfront program, Senate leaders hope for a vote as early as tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
1490 The Eagle Lacrosse. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Two legislators from western Wisconsin are promoting a bill that would allow the DNR to set PFAS contamination standards in the state. Representative Jill Billings and Senator Brad Paff said their bill would give the DNR authority to set groundwater safety standards. State law requires any administrative rule that would cost $10 million or more to get a full vote in the state legislature to move forward. The bill's authors said Wisconsin has drinking water standards, but not groundwater standards. The National Weather Service said it confirmed two tornadoes as part of last week's historic storms in southern Wisconsin. An EF1 tornado affected parts of Greene County near Judah and Albany, while an EF2 tornado caused damage from Evansville in northwestern Rock County to Lake Koshkonong in southwestern Jefferson County. No one was hurt or killed by the tornadoes, the first in February in the state since tornadoes have been tracked in the early 1900s. The storm produced wind and hail affecting almost all of southern Wisconsin last Thursday. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me, I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, it's such a, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. From Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A bright and beautiful day today under sunny skies and mild temperatures, as highs climb to the mid-40s. We hang on to the mild temperatures through midweek, but then a storm system strikes, bringing a wintry mix and dragging in much cooler temperatures behind it for the weekend. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Talk about lacrosse in Wisconsin without the yelling and screaming. These are real conversations about things that affect you. This is Eagle 1490.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. So very, very happy to have you along with us. Shout out to everybody listening in Wisconsin Rapids on Homegrown Radio, WFHR, and wherever you are listening across Wisconsin to Civic Media. Thank you so much for joining us. 844-967-2789 if you want to call or text or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform Elon Ruined. We are very excited to have our next guest with us. This has been an ongoing project in the city of Milwaukee, and certainly this is happening in communities pretty much around the country because reckless driving is not specific only to Wisconsin. Excited to have our next guest with us. I'm going to say this slowly, Mike Amsden, because it's a very long title. Mike Amsden is the multi-model transportation manager for the city of Milwaukee's Department of Public Works. How did I do?
You did all right. Multimodal transportation manager, but thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. So what are we talking about with traffic calming? It's called traffic calming, Mike. So what does this all entail?
Yeah, so we know, as you said, reckless driving is a huge issue here in Milwaukee, throughout the Milwaukee area, throughout the state, and throughout the country. It's gotten worse over the last several years. So there's many ways to address it. The work we do in the transportation world is really focusing on kind of the infrastructure and the design of our streets. And one way to address reckless driving is through changing the design of our streets with traffic calming. Really with the goal of slowing speeds. We know high speeds lead to more crashes, also crashes that are oftentimes much more severe and lead to life-threatening injuries or death.
Mike, so we're talking about, like, they're called bump outs. Are they called bump outs? So when you get to an intersection, people can't go around you on the right-hand side to get around you. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's probably, you know, over the last couple of years, the number one thing we've been doing is focusing on preventing people from passing on the right with exactly what you said, bump outs, curb extensions. You hear many different names for a variety of things. But it physically prevents people from passing you on the right. And we know that passing on the right is dangerous for people driving. It's really dangerous for people walking as well. So not only does it have that traffic calming effect, but it just makes it safer for people who are walking. It shortens the amount of space they're out on the street. It slows down turning movements of people driving. So it's just a safety measure that benefits kind of everybody who's using the street.
And that was the thing is, you know, I came across this video that was talking about the evolution of city projects, and it was, and Milwaukee was highlighted in this video. And that's what led us to you, is that it's a multi-prong. It's about keeping the safety of the driver, the safety of the walkers, and the bikers. Everybody can exist in the same space without having to worry about more danger than necessary. I actually got to one of the projects goes up, I believe, MLK and Walnut.
Yep.
And I will say wholeheartedly had no idea how to navigate it. And when I went up to Walnut and MLK, I thought, oh, here is my turning lane right here. And I realized, this is a bike lane. I'm in a bike lane right now. And I was like, if a cop pulled me over, like, take me to jail. I screwed this one up. Is there, you know, first of all, thank you for doing this. This is amazing work because they really talked about the achievements, but also like with roundabouts, what is the education that people have to get out of this?
To get used to that stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're spot on. And I'd say, you know, since Mayor Johnson came into office 2 years ago, it's been kind of a focus of his administration is really kind of reimagining our streets. I think, you know, people oftentimes think streets are what they are and they've always been that way. That's not true. Streets have changed a lot over time. And, you know, for several decades and generations, we focused on widening streets and making it as easy as possible to drive as fast as possible to get to where you want to go. The project on King Drive and on Walnut especially, you know, that's part of our effort to not only make it safer, I mean, that's priority number one, but also creating kind of that dedicated space for people who are walking, people who are biking, and people who are driving. And sometimes that dedicated space can get a little, you know, mixed up at times when things are new and there's always a learning curve, but it's absolutely something we've thought a lot about. We need to be doing a better job of educating. Yeah. And it's a fine line of like, we need to get stuff done, but we can't move so quick where people don't know what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're working with, you know, bringing on, you know, folks to do that education, partnering with community groups, partnering with advocacy groups, partnering with neighborhood groups to really kind of get them the information they need to make sure people understand not only what it is, but why we're doing it and the benefits behind what we're doing.
If you're just joining us, Mike Amston is our guest. He is the City of Milwaukee DPW Multimodal Transportation Manager.
Got it.
Thank you. I've been practicing. We're talking about traffic calming measures that are going in the City of Milwaukee. And Mike, according to an article in Urban Milwaukee, when they looked at the numbers, this article says alongside Humboldt Park in Bayview, East Oklahoma Avenue got a two-phase road diet that resulted in a 37% reduction in the number of vehicles driving over the speed limit. And the average speed went from 34 miles an hour to 30 miles an hour. So it's at least slowing folks down, right?
Yeah, it's working. And I think what we're really seeing is the high-end speeds. You know, there's a ton of data out there, not only in Milwaukee, but around the country, that people who are driving 35, 40 miles per hour, if you get in a crash at that speed, it's going to be severe. And if you're walking and you're hit by somebody driving at that speed, it's likely going to be deadly. So we're really focused on bringing down those high-end speeds, and we've seen a lot of success on several projects around the city.
I should say, I mean, I used to live down and work in Bayview, and I can think to myself, you know, there where Potter and KK meet, if you're not familiar in Milwaukee, it's in the Bayview south of the city, there is a very well-dressed pedestrian crossing with all of the accoutrement that tells you people get the right-of-way, and you know, when you come to the stop, the amount of people who will drive around you stopped in your car to go past is insanity.
Yeah.
And they just keep going. And you think if there's someone there, which there usually is, but they're not. I just want to say thank you, Mike. Thank you so much.
And
you're welcome.
But I think it's important to point out these aren't just kids who are doing this.
No.
I see adults pulling this crap all the time, and it makes me crazy.
Yeah, I never thought it was all the kids. I just thought it was bad drivers.
Well, we do hear that a lot, right? I think a lot of people have this mentality that it's a certain demographic doing things, and a lot of people think they're very good drivers.
Yeah.
But what we know is that most people, maybe they're not a terrible driver, but they probably drive too fast for a city environment.
Yeah.
When you're in a city, you have people walking, you have, you know, people getting in and out of parked cars. So driving 5-10 miles per hour over the speed limit, which the majority of people do, is a problem and can lead to pretty serious consequences if there's a crash.
We're talking to Mike Amston with the Department of Public Works about traffic calming measures in the City of Milwaukee. I have a very specific question I wanted to ask you, Mike, because my sister lives like 10 minutes away from where I am. We're both on the northwest side of Milwaukee. There is a speed bump on her street that is so high.
How high is it?
It comes up to my knees, for pity's sake. And then we have one in my neighborhood that is not nearly as high. So do they make a determination neighborhood by neighborhood on how high these speed bumps are going to be?
No, they should all be within a very slim margin of error. They should all be about the same height. You know, over time, maybe that's changed. But we've gotten a lot better. Speed humps are very popular. And that's something residents request. On a residential street, you can request a speed hump. They all should be about the same height. If there's an issue with a speed hump, folks can reach out to us, to their local alder person. But yeah, they all should be generally about the same
you
height.
You may want to check this one on High Mouse because you could okay. do ski jumps.
That's
up.
The only reason, Mike, we had you on. We're like, I'd like to lodge a complaint.
I know.
That comes with a job.
Oh, most absolutely. People,
when you find out you work for DPW, you could do
ski jumps off this thing. Just, it's incredible.
You know, the work you all are doing there is fantastic. And I mean, up until a week and a half ago, I had no idea that it was a movement. It's not just, oh, we're going to do some improvements. We've got some things we want to do. This is a movement to make neighborhoods and cities safer for better for traveling. It's also an attractive feature for tourists when they see safety is involved and it's a part of the city's plan. They're going to come and visit.
Absolutely. And I think that's a really important point, something that we don't want to lose sight of. We don't want to just talk about the dangers and the safety. I mean, safety is number one for us, but yeah. It's about creating a city that people want to be in, creating a city that's safe and enjoyable to get around. We know people love walking around neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. We know people, when they get on a bike, if it's safe, they love it.
Yeah.
Oftentimes people just don't feel safe. We're not telling everyone they have to do that, but providing those options really goes a long ways to attracting people to the city, growing our city, making our city a safer, better place to be.
In the last few minutes we have you here, Mike, what is the next step then? You know, the things I saw up on MLK and Walnut, like what is the plan for the city?
Yeah. So again, you know, the mayor's been a huge proponent of really kind of creating safe streets, vibrant streets. So building out kind of logical networks, you know, networks that connect people to trails, other really great bike infrastructure, focusing on streets that are really dangerous based on the crash data we have and installing traffic calming to correct some of those crashes that are happening, working with our transit partners at MCTS to ensure that people who ride the bus have adequate bus service. You know, MCTS is doing great things as well. So really trying to focus on cohesive networks that get people to where they want to go.
Mike, I'm sure you also get complaints about this. You know, the speed bumps are harder to see. They should be better marked. And some of the bump outs I know have already been destroyed by, if you're stealing a car, if you stole a car and you're going joyriding in a stolen car, that's not going to stop you.
Yeah.
Right?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. We can't correct everything, right? But we can correct a lot and we can make our streets better for most people. It's a multi-pronged approach to deal with the issue. But overall, we've found some great success so far. And we hope it continues going forward.
And I just want to say one thing. Put as many roundabouts wherever you want. They're amazing.
And if you need a speed bump, you want to contact the Department of Public Works. And they do work, I'm telling
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
Thank you so much, Mike. We really appreciate you joining the show today. Mike Amsden is with the City of Milwaukee DPW Multimodal Transportation Manager. Really appreciate your time. If you have comments or questions, we're going to keep this going. 844-967-2789. Peggy from Brooklyn, I see you on the line. Please hold on. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. She gets mad and she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do.
Eagle 1490 AM.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We were talking about traffic calming measures that are being instituted in the city of Milwaukee, and this is, I think, something that other metro areas are doing as well. If you have a comment, you want to chime in on this, maybe there's something in your neighborhood, you would like a speed bump, we can get you the highest one possible. No, that's not true.
I know a guy.
That's not true. Okay, 844-967-2789. Peggy from Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Peggy, thank you for your patience. What did you want to say?
I love the idea on the passing on the right, because that drives me nuts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When people do that. And then the other thing, though, is, and I've had multiple people say to me, when there, it doesn't matter where you are, in the country, in the city, when you're merging, why can they not make the merging lane always the outside lane? And when you're, I mean, just keep them all the same. It doesn't matter where you go. One will say, oh, it's the right lane, get in the right lane, go straight. No, now get in the left lane. It's like, just keep them all the same. Always have the lane to the right, go straight then, and make the left one merge in.
And
it doesn't matter, but keep them all the same.
Yeah, and you know the other thing too, Peggy, I would like to see is for them to make the merge lanes longer, because there are some spots in the city where it's and people, shockingly, aren't always nice about letting you in, and so you can see the end of the merge coming, and it's like somebody's got to move so I can get in here.
Just even merging, there's one on Les Paul Boulevard. As you're heading out into Pewaukee, getting on the freeway, the merge lane, it merges onto the exit because the cars come together and then there's two lanes, but it's kind of weird. But then as soon as you get in one line, you have to get 270 immediately, or else you have a big rig behind you wondering, where did you come from?
Yeah. Thank you so much for your call, Peggy, and thank you so very much for listening. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789 if you want to join us as we talk about traffic calming measures, of course, and we mentioned this to Mike too. Not everybody's happy about this. There is an article in onmilwaukee.com written by Edgar Mendez, who talked to some folks in different areas. And again, like I said, not everyone is thrilled. Sometimes you get stuck in an intersection for three or four lights because one person is turning left, and now you can't pass on the right.
Wait.
Well, and that is kind of my question as well. Are we all that important that we cannot be 2 minutes late? I mean, back in the day when we didn't have cell phones. And
you got some old-timey music there, Calvin, you can play?
But now
Ken Burns Civil War music?
But now if you're running late, you can instantaneously let people know that.
And the thing is I don't even assume people nowadays are running late when they do that. The going around someone turning, anything, just so you don't have to wait. I just think people are so impatient, especially behind the wheel, that it's annoying at best, dangerous at worst. And I don't care about the quibbles of those who are like, well, then I can't do this. Wait 30 seconds. You're going to take up column inches in a newspaper and write about having to wait for 30 seconds. Do you know how little most people care about that problem? That's not a problem. That's an inconvenience at best. And it's whining.
Again, it's 30 seconds. It's a minute.
You'll be fine.
Are you late for some strategic military meeting? I think you can be a little late.
Leave 2 minutes early.
Well, there's that too. Plan ahead, right?
It's the age old thing. you leave, if you leave like 2 minutes late, you're going to be 10 minutes late when you get there. If you leave 2 minutes early, you'll be 20 minutes early. I don't know how it works. Time is a construct. But I don't want to hear I'm running late as a reason. That's like the age-old thing is your lack of preparedness does not constitute an emergency on my part. So therefore, I'm going to create a safe section, safe place for myself driving, especially driving, and I'm not going to care about you. It's like, I don't care.
844-967-2789. Karina from Milwaukee. First of all, Karina, you brought us these beautiful donuts this morning. Thank you so much. They're gorgeous. We just want to take pictures of them.
Yeah, they look like we shouldn't even eat them. They look like art.
Oh, they are so cool.
You're so cool.
Thank you so much. It's the Valentine, because I want to start your Valentine with guys and say that I love you. Absolutely. I appreciate you. And you are wonderful, and you need the energy and joy. So, and that's my way of supporting the station with the energy and joy. Did you try them?
Now, I had a little nibble of one. They're so tasty.
We're waiting until after the show, Karina, and then we're going to devour them. Thank you so very much for your thoughtfulness. Yeah. That's really, really lovely of you. Thank you very, very much. Did you want to chime in about traffic calming, Karina?
Yes. You know what? I read something, and it's horrible, honestly, for us on the east side of where the UW University is, mm-hmm. in Shorewood. They basically rob us of a space from the roads for becoming a Milwaukee as a bicycle city. And honestly, I'm not a biker. I hate bikers because they are disrespectful. They think that everybody's supposed to see them. They are driving in pairs, and they taking a lot of space. We live not in California. In the winter, it's impossible. And now they divided all these roads. We have no space to park. We have to move our cars constantly because of the snow. We have to make sure the line for bikers in the middle of the freaking winter is free. But who cares about cars, whether they can park or not? So it doesn't feel like they fought through that.
I hear what you're saying, Karina. Yeah. And again, there's this whole article, and thank you for calling. Yeah. And again, thank you so very much for the donuts. That was really lovely of you. No, there's this whole article in iMilwaukee.com about other people who are not happy with these measures.
And Calvin, I asked you to pull up a sound effect for me. I'm going to preface it with this. Calvin, our soundboard resident young person / Cal's B said, sitting through the light change multiple times can for sure take over 5 minutes. Can you play that sound effect for me? I don't care.
I think we know where Greg comes down on this. 844-967-2789. 844-967
party.
If you want to call and or text, we got all kinds of people stacking up on the phones. We have news coming up next. If you can wait with us, that would be wonderful. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ongoing problems at a refinery in Indiana are causing gas prices in Wisconsin to go up. $3.06 a gallon is more than 28 cents higher than last week. Gas Buddy predicts drivers in Great Lakes states can expect prices to rise another 10 to 25 cents a gallon. Workers say the 10-year plan to make the U.S. Postal Service more efficient is failing. Gary Davis of the American Postal Workers Union says centralizing mail processing has only slowed down the mail.
Crossing a couple states to get the mail, that should be overnight or 2 days, like it was back in 2012. Now it's 3 to 5 days. That's not service.
Only about 83% of first-class mail arrives on time. The goal is 95%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle La Crosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Two single-vehicle weekend crashes in Vernon County left one person hospitalized. The first crash happened Friday night in the town of Greenwood, where a family of four hit a deer on County Road EE. No one was hurt in the crash. The second crash happened just past midnight on Saturday, where a 21-year-old Richland Center man missed a curve and went off of the road near Hillsboro. The sheriff's office said that the man was taken to the hospital in Hillsboro with minor injuries. The National Weather Service said it confirmed two tornadoes as part of last week's historic storms in southern Wisconsin. An EF1 tornado affected parts of Greene County near Judah and Albany, while an EF2 tornado caused damage from Evansville in northwestern Rock County to Lake Koshkonong in southwestern Jefferson County. No one was hurt or killed by the tornadoes, the first in February in the state since tornadoes have been tracked in the early 1900s. The storm produced wind and hail affecting almost all of southern Wisconsin last Thursday. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Get ready for a purple stream. Warner Brothers' The Color Purple premieres on Max February 16th. The film is an adaptation from the Broadway musical, which is an adaptation of the novel of the same title, and stars Fantasia Barrino, Taraji P. Henson, and Coleman Domingo. John Cryer put the kibosh on rumors of a 2.5 Men reboot. While promoting a new project, Cryer appeared on The View last week and said he would not be excited to revisit the show, hinting that Sheen sabotaged the show on its first run. Doesn't sound like winning to me. Cryer did say in regard to Sheen's substance issues, he heard the actor is doing much better and said he was happy about that, but added he has no desire to be in business with him again. Cryer's new series is called Extended Family and can be seen on NBC. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A bright and beautiful day today under sunny skies and mild temperatures as highs climb to the mid-40s. We hang on to the mild temperatures through midweek, but then a storm system strikes, bringing a wintry mix and dragging in much cooler temperatures behind it for the weekend. Currently, it's 39.
The Todd Almaz Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest.
With everything lacrosse is talking about.
You're soaring with Eagle 1490.
She doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in the room.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach. RYPC on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Good morning if you're listening in Madison on WMDX Mad Radio. You can always call, you can text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream. Been talking about traffic calming measures in the city of Milwaukee, including those bump outs to prevent people from going around the right to another vehicle, speed bumps, roundabouts, things like that. Not everyone is happy about these measures. Some people are just, they don't have time. Although, according to one texter, and I love this so much, who's listening in Green Bay from the 920, I'm running late for my anger management meeting. What do you expect? 844-967-2789. Mary from Wauwatosa, thank you so much for your patience, Mary. What did you want to say about this?
Morning, Jane and Greg. Thanks for your attention to this everyday problem. In my time out on the road, I'm finding that the drivers of the larger vehicles, and by that I mean the 4x4s and even the SUVs that are large, they're doing the most aggressive driving, including tailgating. And I would ask them to check their thought process on the road and ask if the idea that might makes right is a factor in their lack of courtesy on the road. I drive a Prius, and I think there's even an attitude, amongst some people that are against green values. So I've noticed that. But anyway, large vehicles, take notice of how they're driving out there. They're bit more aggressive, unfortunately, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, Mary, I think you make a great point. And just because you have a big vehicle doesn't mean you get to be a bully.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with both.
Thanks, Mary.
You know, excuse me, in these winter months, when someone, and it doesn't even have to be a big car, just someone who has 4x4 driving and they decide the left lane is still a 70 mile an hour road in the middle of a winter snowfall, like use a little more. He's a little more brains there. Come on.
How many times have I said this? It doesn't matter what you drive. Physics affects all of us equally. The laws of physics will still apply.
You're not wrong.
Even if you're in a great big truck with all-wheel drive, it's not going to save you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not. Tony on the live stream says, I hated roundabouts years ago, but now I kind of love them.
Welcome to the club, Tony. It's a fun place. I love roundabouts so much. I love them. When I see stoplights being taken out and roundabouts put in, you're saving on the energy, let the traffic flow smoother. I just think it's fantastic. We got a text from Chris Casper. He says, I drive like everyone on the road is actively trying to kill me. So very defensive,
very
Chris.
Very defensively.
Very, very defensive. Understood.
But I think a lot of people, I certainly do, assume that someone else is not going to be paying attention, so I have to be hyper vigilant to make sure that I'm not only watching my driving, but all of their driving.
That's why I will generally, for myself, I stay out of the left lane unless I'm passing, and I stay in the center lane, so that way I can see all points. The three in front on the side, three in back, I can just see everyone's movements, especially cars that are coming up out of nowhere.
Oh, like, yeah.
You're just driving. You're driving the speed limit, and all of a sudden there wasn't a car there, and boom, they're there. I mean, I don't know what happened to my body, but like now when cars pass on the left fast, my whole body shakes, and like I get nervous. I'm like, that's too much. That, like one little false move, one little thing, and then you
could not. It may not end well.
No,
it may not end
for
well.
Many people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you want to chime in on this, 844-967-2789. Again, there is an article in onmilwaukee.com. A lot of people not happy about this, and they did also talk to some of these businesses where they've had these big concrete planters put out in front.
Yeah.
Along with what those kind of stop sticks.
Yeah.
And as Mike admitted, if it's a bunch of teenagers who stole a car out for a joyride, they're not going to care.
Yeah, they don't care.
They're just not. But if it's actually someone's own vehicle that you're going to be taking out the whole front end, maybe you will think twice.
Hopefully.
About driving, like a word that I probably can't say.
A dumbhead.
we'll use that.
Dumbhead.
A dumbhead. All right. Moving on. There was a game yesterday.
The large game.
The big game. It was the Super Bowl game. And one of the big highlights for a lot of folks is always the ads.
Yeah.
They spend so much money on these things.
It was $7 million per 30 seconds.
$7 million for a 30-second ad.
Yeah.
I can remember back in the day when $2 million was a lot of money. And
it's
now
it's still a lot of money.
It is, but now it's up to $7 million for a 30-second ad. Some of the ones that are getting some shout-outs, and then there are several others that are like, that was not good. RFK Jr. In a little trouble.
He had to make apologies to his family about this one.
Robert Kennedy Jr. apologized after a surprise Super Bowl ad that heavily featured former President JFK.
Yeah. It was the music and the posters of JFK with RFK Jr.'s face.
It superimposed on it.
Superimposed. So it looked like it was all Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And it said, vote independent. Oh, my God, Kennedy.
While RFK Jr. says that the group responsible for the ad, American Values Super PAC, did not consult with him or his campaign when making the ad. It is, however, pinned to the top of his profile on Twitter.
Yeah.
So that seems like kind of an embracing of the ad.
He seems like a well-balanced human to be around.
His cousin, Bobby Shriver, complained about the ad in a post on Sunday night, writing that his uncles and his mother would never have approved of RFK Jr.'s deadly healthcare views. Quote, my cousin's Super Bowl ad used our uncle's faces and my mother's. She would be appalled by his deadly healthcare views. Respect for science, vaccines, and healthcare equity were in her DNA. She strongly supported my healthcare network, which he is opposed to.
But you just don't understand. They're all trying to get to you, Mr. Shriver.
He's going to have, well, I don't think he's been invited to their Thanksgiving dinner for quite a while.
No. I mean, I remember he put out some ad like a year and a half ago, and even his wife, Christine Baranski, had to like publicly admonish him and like back away from him on Twitter. Like, I do not support what he has said. These are not my views. But I'm like, but he's your husband.
It's not Christine Baranski.
I know. You're right. It's not Christine Baranski. My apologies to Christine Baranski. It's the lady I always mix her up with.
From Arrested Development.
No. Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
That's Cheryl, whatever.
I'm not saying...
Cheryl Hines.
Yeah, there you are. I'm not saying get your man in order or you have to think the same, but... He's saying some pretty awful things. He's saying some pretty unhealthy things. And now she's throwing him a fundraiser with a bunch of celebrities. I mean, do I think he's going to be the next president of the United States? No. But it certainly gives credence and a microphone to a guy who I just don't think deserves that much attention.
Well, I think she bought into all of that when she married him.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Couple of really popular ads from yesterday's big game. Do we have these ready to go, Kelvin? Uber Eats featuring Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer. Here's the Uber Eats ad from yesterday's Super Bowl.
Thank you.
I didn't know you could get all this stuff on Uber Eats. Yeah. I remember that.
Well, you know what they say. In order to remember something, you got to forget something else.
Make a little room.
And that's how I remember Uber Eats has coffee, by forgetting something else.
Have a seat. What?
Remember when you used to be a pepper lady?
Wasn't it the Cinnamon Sisters?
Basil Babes?
Paprika Girls?
No, that's absurd.
Jen! Hey!
Hi!
Okay.
Have we met?
Did someone doodle on my face?
I'm so glad I remembered Uber Eats has office supplies, but I feel like I forgot something.
Yeah.
So, is this having a seat?
No. It's not coming off!
Give me a hand.
Worked together for 10 years?
10 years.
Yeah.
You were great.
You still don't know, do you?
I don't.
Right.
Like I forget 10 years of my life.
Uber Eats commercial from yesterday with Jennifer Aniston as the star. And essentially, if you remember Uber Eats and all the things that Uber Eats does, you have to forget something else because your brain just doesn't have enough space. Mm-hmm. And so at the very end, she forgets David Schwimmer.
Yep.
From Friends.
I love that.
And she's still so adorable.
Yeah,
She really is.
I was happy he was in the commercial, too.
Another one that I really liked, and it's kind of visual, But it's worth a listen. The T-Mobile advertisements with Aquaman, Jason Momoa.
Sorry, party's canceled. Waiting on the cable internet guy.
Tell him, Zach.
First, I had cable, but those cords weren't me. I needed to find new Wi-Fi.
And he cried.
I didn't cry.
So he switched to T-Mobile, home internet with 5G. It runs on their network. Just plug it in and you'll see.
Have some ways to shout.
I need home internet from T-Mobile to fulfill my life. My life.
Yeah, what's up?
We have T-Mobile now.
The best part of that commercial is watching Jason Momoa do the flash dance dance.
Yeah.
It's
hilarious. And Jennifer Beals was in the commercial too.
Yeah. It's and Zach Braff.
Zach Braff and Donald Faison don't go anywhere without each other.
It's really very visually entertaining.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a laugh.
I definitely got a laugh. We got a text message from Travis from Greenfield.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't like aggressive drivers, stay out of the left lane! That is the all caps passing lane.
You're absolutely right.
Travis, you are absolutely right.
You
but
bet.
Two things. One, yes, you are right. But also, this you don't have to drive that aggressively. Like, it's for passing. Yes, you drive faster to get around people, and then you move to the on lane. But that left lane isn't reserved for aggressive, crazy, stupid driving.
It's not the Autobahn lane.
Yeah, it's not dumb heads lane.
But I feel Travis's pain, and I've complained about this many times, about driving down Blue Mound Road. And the people who will sit in the left lane down Blue Mound Road where the speed limit is 45, and they're going 32.
Well, that's a whole other thing, then.
It's those left lane sitters.
Yeah.
I think that Travis is expressing displeasure.
I think when you say when you don't like aggressive drivers, that's what I'm taking away from that. Like, the left lane's exclusively reserved for aggressive driving.
No, it's exclusive for passing. Don't just.
I'm looking at his text right here.
General rule: just don't sit in the left lane.
Just don't be a dum dum.
You annoy people.
Don't be a dum dum.
All right, going back.
Leave early.
To our last ad from yesterday's game. This was my favorite: Dunkin' Donuts with J Lo and Ben Affleck.
I don't think you should do this. Last year she came to my work. Now I got to show her what I can do.
He's here.
Affleck on the track.
Bronx, for your consideration, here comes the Boston Massacre, the Dunkins, touchdown Tommy on them keys,
player coach,
Tom Got Brady,
it. I'm open,
and needs no introduction, my partner,
sometimes it's really hard to be your friend,
you said you just bought me,
Dunkins,
don't go away, my heart,
why you dunking me, girl, why you dunking,
Dunkins,
my heart,
how do you like them? Donuts, I'm so sorry.
You had to see it, but I forgive you. Lay us on the track.
Are we going to be on the album?
We talked about this.
Let's go.
You're blinded by them pinstripes.
Wrap it up.
Here goes Babe Ruth.
Tom, you can stay.
You remember when I told you I'd do anything for you? This is anything.
Chill. They're naming a drink after us.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Jennifer Lopez for Dunkin' Donuts. In yesterday's Super Bowl, it was pretty funny.
There's a ton of stars in that.
Yeah.
I love it whenever Ben Affleck just doles out that Boston accent.
It's just cute.
This is fun.
It's just cute. All right, stay close. Steven, I see you on the line. Don't go away. If you ever want to chime in, 844-967-2789. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This
This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Or leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform Elon Ruined. We were talking about all kinds of things, traffic calming. We were talking about Super Bowl ads. Stephen from Green Bay has been waiting on the line. Thank you for your patience, Stephen. What did you want to say?
Yeah, I have a couple of things. First of all, with the Uber Eats commercial, I drive for Uber Eats, and it must be working because my phone hasn't stopped dinging since I got in my car this morning.
Seriously?
Seriously. Secondly, I don't know if you guys saw this, but the commercial with all the football players flying through the air, the Eagles and the Ravens and the Seahawks, and they're all acting like birds.
No.
I laughed so hard at that, I was crying.
Oh.
Do you remember who was it for, Stephen?
I was for the NFL, actually.
Oh, it was an NFL.
I wonder if they gave themselves a discount. I loved, my favorite one that I saw was, the Dunkin's was great, but my favorite was the Christopher Walken ad where he just is walking through his life and everyone's doing their best walking impression, and he's being the best version of understanding he can be.
All right. Anything else, Stephen?
Oh, no, I just thought that the Christopher Walken one was funny. Also the Arnold Schwarzenegger one.
That one, people really loved that one as well. Yeah.
Well, and thank you so much, Stephen. And as always, thank you so very, very much for listening. You can find all of those ads now online.
Yeah.
It's remarkable because that used to be part of the event.
Yep.
Was the unveiling of the Super Bowl commercials. And now they all do it ahead of time.
Yeah. And I don't really like that at all. Not a fan of that. PJ Schlomer said on the live stream, he said, regarding driving, he said, or when you're on the freeway doing 75, 80 in the left lane and someone wants to drive 90 plus, SMH, which as the young kids know means shake my head. I don't disagree with that. I would say 75 or 80 in the left lane on a freeway, especially in like outside Milwaukee County, you should be in the center lanes.
75, 80?
Yeah. But yeah, the whole thing of like, your intention isn't passing. Your intention is getting somewhere faster. And that doesn't require you driving 90 to 100 miles an hour down the road.
It's so dangerous, my friends.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
That's my point. Is like the left lane, totally about passing. Do it. Live your best life. When you use that left lane just as your own speed lane, get out of my country.
Yeah. Well, that may be a little harsh. But
no, get out of my country.
At least get out of the left lane.
Whatever.
Be nice. Just try being nice.
I'm. This is about safety, Jane. It's the nicest thing ever.
End the show getting all feisty. All right.
Spicy today.
844-967-2789. If you want to check in with us the last couple of minutes of the show, 844-967-2789.
Jane, did you do anything special this weekend?
Greg Bach.
What?
Even without the use of the Wonder Oven, managed to make something that was good.
Okay.
I know.
You didn't really sell yourself as the best cook there.
I'm not. I am not that great of a cook.
But okay.
I've talked about this many times. I'm very open about this.
Yeah.
I am cooking challenged. And yesterday I made crock pot spicy chicken with broccoli. It was.
Was there a sauce involved?
There was a sauce. There was cream cheese and cheddar cheese.
Was it a dip or a chili?
It was like a stew. It was really good. And my husband liked it, which was shocking.
Weird. I'm looking for mine, like the leftovers you brought for me, and I don't see them.
It's because there weren't any.
Oh.
It got all eaten up.
Real cool.
So I'm patting myself on the back, you guys.
That's a good win.
Having successfully followed a recipe for the first time in months.
Was it a recipe? It sounded like you, I don't know, it just sounded like a creation.
No.
Oh, okay.
This was are you kidding me? We would starve. I would never trust myself to come up with a recipe. Someone would die. 844-967-2789. Tim from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Tim.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I guess something that annoys me on the highways is when you're going the speed limit in the right lane, trying to keep your distance from the car ahead of you, and you notice a car coming up behind you that's passing a bunch of cars.
Yep.
And then they pull in about five, after they pass you, they pull in like 5 feet ahead of you and slow down.
It's infuriating, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It just makes you crazy. Thank you so much. It does. It makes you crazy.
I just thought about another thing that really grinds my gears about the driving on the freeway, because I do a lot of freeway driving.
I know you do.
Is when, if we're all together driving, a bunch of us, and there's a cop on the side of the road and they're doing a speed trap, or they're not even doing a speed trap. They're just, recording you. Don't hit your brakes. They got you already.
Oh, yeah.
When people start hitting their brakes.
You're not fooling anybody.
Just let the foot off the gas and let yourself slow down. But if you hit the brakes, chances are they're always going to get you.
Yeah.
Just be calm. Drive safely. This is like the whole thing is I'm spicy about safe driving.
That's great.
That's what I'm spicy about.
I applaud you for that.
I feel there's sarcasm in that.
No, not at all. I'm with you. I would like us all to be safe on the roads and not die. Papa Rico, a comment on the live stream. What, no wonder oven? That's preposterous. I know, Papa Rico. I couldn't believe it either.
Jane.
But it actually worked.
Because remember what we said, Jane. Do you need a wonder oven?
I didn't. My name is Jane, and I don't need a wonder oven.
Hi, Jane. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm absolutely proud of you for coming to that realization.
I am just delighted that I actually made something that we all liked. And it was edible. So that's a six. Little victories, Greg.
Little victories.
It's all about
baby steps.
Little baby steps. All right. Thank you so very much for joining us today, for listening and calling and texting. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Stay close. News is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From high above Riverside Park and Granddad's Bluff, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point. And I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did. And you know, if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.